Voice to the Church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Suzanne de Kock. And, of course, I should tell you that Suzanne is my daughter. And we're going to be talking about a program that she works with that helps people lose weight. It's done a good job with her. She looks like $1 million. I won't tell you how old she is, but she's getting on. But she certainly looks great. And she follows this program. Suzanne, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, good evening. It's wonderful to hear your voice again.
Well, why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about this program that you actually run, or you run this locally, and you offer to people who want to lose weight and want to get healthy, and what is it all about?
Well, the first thing is that what we really want to focus on is the health aspect. We want to focus not on what people typically see as you think about weight loss, you think about diet, you think about being restricted. This is not about being restricted. This is about learning how to live a healthy lifestyle so that you can get out and enjoy life more, do more activities, be a healthier person all the way around. So the real focus is on developing and learning healthy habits and then incorporating those into our daily activities and into our daily routine so that we become healthy people for the long run. What I like about this program is that it's a very varied program. We really focus on teaching people how to eat properly so that their bodies are getting the right nutrients and the right combination of protein and fats and carbohydrates that our bodies require so that they can function at their best. And it's learning new habits for a lifetime. And it's a fun program because it gives really quick results. You get to step on the scale every week and see the pounds just kind of melting away. So it gives people a lot of motivation, and it gives them the encouragement that, hey, maybe nothing has worked for you in the past, but this is a program that can work for you. And that's certainly what I found true in my own life. And in the lives of the clients that I've been working with. So I love working with people and helping them get back on top of their fitness and start feeling better and get down to their ideal weight.
Well, basically, how long have you been at this now? What is it, 3 or 4 years anyway?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years ago that I went on the program myself. And I went on the program because I just, kind of let weight creep up on me over the years. You put on, you know, a pound here, a pound there, and, you know, in 20 years, you're carrying around an extra 20, 30, some people are carrying around an extra 40, 50 pounds of extra weight. And so in my case, I needed to lose about 30 pounds and had tried lots of different programs. There's, you know, thousands of programs out there and promises that if you just take this pill or take this drug or just, you know, live on grapefruit for, you know, the next 30 days that you can lose all this weight. But nothing had really worked for me.
And, of course, the thing is, if you go on to grapefruit for 30 days, then when you go off the grapefruit, why, you get back in the same problem again. And basically, this is a unique program. I've looked into it. And it sounds, certainly from a medical point of view. And what it does, it involves using certain foods suddenly until you've lost your weight and then learning how to eat after that. And, of course, it does involve exercise. But it really, of course, you'll be amazed. It's really to see what it, how this impacts on people's lives. But if you have a question you'd like to talk to Suzanne, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be back in a moment with Suzanne right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're talking with Suzanne recently about the weight loss program. And it's really sort of a different way of life, and I'm going to let her explain it to you. But it does work. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, some people actually, after they've taken the program, they want to actually push this themselves or take it on as an undertaking to help others lose weight. And this program has been, how long has the program been around, Suzanne?
Since 1980. It's been recommended by over 20,000 physicians.
Recommended by 20,000 physicians. We've actually interviewed one physician who was involved, one of the sponsors for Suzanne, and really he did an excellent job of explaining it. But you go ahead and explain to our listeners how this works and why it works.
Well, basically, what we do is we use something called MetaFast meals, which are individually portioned calorie and carbohydrate controlled low fat meals. So you're going to be eating every 2 to 3 hours. You're going to be eating 6 meals a day, and they're small, high protein, low carb meals, and they fill you up and give you a lot of energy, and they keep your metabolism revved up so that you're able to get into what we call the fat burning zone. This allows your body to start burning the fat stores that you've been holding on to for years, and that gives you the rapid weight loss that we'd like to see when you're doing the program. And because you're eating six times a day, you lose the weight quickly. Average weight loss is between 2 to 5 pounds per week for most people. And that's very rewarding. When you get on the scale at the end of the week and see that you've dropped between 2 to 5 pounds, it gives you the motivation to stay on the program for another week, another week, another week. So the basis is that you're going to be eating every 2 to 3 hours. You're going to be eating six meals a day. You're going to be eating very healthy food that complements your body and keeps your metabolism up. And you're going to get into a rapid weight loss cycle with your body. So you're going to be taking the weight off very quickly.
And I think the interesting thing is that actually, of course, the program provides the food. And basically, you'll have, what do you get enough for about 4 weeks? Is that how it works?
Yeah, most of my clients just order for a month at a time, and it comes to your door very conveniently, a little box, and then the meals are very easy to prepare. Most of them you can just pack into your briefcase or in your purse to take on the road with you. Some of them need to be microwaved, or you can cook on the stovetop if you prefer. A lot of them you just add a cup of water, shake them up for the shakes and the smoothies. So we've got a wide variety of meals so that you don't have to have taste fatigue. I work with my clients to structure a program for them that is going to give them the foods and the taste that they like most. Some of my clients like a lot of sweets, and so I am able to tailor a diet for them that suits them. Others, like myself, I don't really care about having sweets, but give me anything with salt in it, and I'm a happy person. And so for my clients with similar tastes to mine, we tailor a menu that allows them to eat the foods that they will enjoy most. And, you know, when you're able to be eating food that tastes good and it fills you up and it's very satisfying, you're able to be successful with the program.
Now, why don't you get your telephone number and your website out, Anthony, and your email out, so people would know how they can get in touch with you if they might be interested in this?
Well, I've got a great website, and people can go to it, and they can learn about the program. They can actually go and do a personal health assessment, which I find very, very helpful. The website is just www.healthandblessings.com, and then the initials TSFL. It stands for Take Shape for Life, TSFL.com. So that's www.healthandblessings.tsfl.com.
Health and Blessings, is that it?
That's it.
TSFL.com. So we'll get that out again. And basically, that is the website. Now, do you have an email people get to, or do they get to the email through your website?
They can get to the email through my website. My phone number is also up there, but let me just give my telephone number as well. It's 864-238-5600. That's 864-238-5600. And as I said, it's a great website. There's lots of good information and education on there. You can actually look at the different foods that are available and go ahead and take that health assessment. It's a great snapshot of where you are now. It asks you height, weight, eating habits, et cetera. And it gives you a pretty good idea of where you are now with your health and what you need to do to make some improvements to get to a healthier state.
And, of course, this has been around for 30 years, so obviously it's safe and it's effective, and it's worked for an awful lot of people. Does it have a name? Is there a specific name for it?
Well, the program itself is called Take Shape for Life.
One more time, it's called what?
Take Shape for Life.
Tape
is
Shape
the name
for
of the
Life.
Program.
Okay,
yes.
Fine. Well, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for Suzanne, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this has been around for a long period of time. So basically, then, of course, what happens? What happens after you have taken off your 30 or 40 pounds that you wanted to get off? Then what happens?
Well, let me start out by saying most of the clients that I've worked with need to take off, you know, you mentioned 30, 40 pounds, but I've worked with a lot of clients that needed to take off 70, 80, 100 pounds or more. So we're really looking at serious health issues here. One of the things that happens when people are carrying extra weight is they can get in a real downward spiral with their health. There's something called metabolic syndrome, which affects over 70 million Americans now. And that's a combination of, you know, the high blood pressure, increased blood sugar, increased cholesterol levels. And these are things that are very dangerous to our health. So usually when I'm working with clients, they're coming to me because they've had a real wake-up call. Maybe they've been to the doctor and they've been told they've got high blood pressure and early stage type 2 diabetes, things along this line, and they're finally ready to make some changes in their lives. So we get them on the program, the Take Shape for Life program, which within a matter of a week or two, it regulates their blood sugar. They start taking weight off. I've had a lot of clients that within a month or so are able to go back to the doctor and get their blood pressure medicine reduced. So it's a real health benefit to get them on this program. Now, the question, what exactly was the question that you asked me?
Well, basically what happens, let's imagine that they've done the program, mm-hmm. they've taken off, say, 60 pounds. Then what mm-hmm. happens?
Okay. Well, the goal of the program is to get people down to a healthy weight and then transition them back so that they're eating healthy food that they can go to the grocery store and buy. While they're on the Take Shape program, they're going to be eating 5 of the MetaFast meals a day plus 1 lean and green meal. Now, a lean and green meal is going to consist of, this is what you go to the grocery store and buy. You're going to go and you're going to be buying your green vegetables, your salad fixings, your high-quality protein, like a nice piece of salmon, some other type of fish, chicken breast, etc. And so you're going to be learning how to eat healthy while you're on the weight loss program. Once you've got your weight down to a healthy number where you should be, then we start adding in more of the foods such as the fresh vegetables and the high-quality proteins, and we start transitioning you off of the MetaFast meals and start transitioning you back into eating more healthy foods. And for most of my clients, this worked really, really great because they've been learning healthier eating and cooking habits during the weight loss program. And so then when they transition, they already know, okay, this is how I need to be buying from the grocery store. I need to be buying the healthier foods. I need to be staying away from the unhealthy sodas and chips and the things that put weight on them in the first place. And so we get them into healthy eating habits so that they can enjoy a lifetime of good health and not return to the old habits that got them into trouble in the first place.
Well, now, what about exercise? Does exercise play any part in this program?
Certainly it does. You know, one of the problems that we've got in America is that we go to our jobs during the day where we sit, we're sedentary, maybe sitting behind a desk, et cetera. We come home, we have dinner, we sit on the sofa, and we channel surf, and we're not getting our bodies moving. We're living a very sedentary lifestyle. So one of the things I get my clients doing is just getting their bodies active and moving again, depending on what their starting point is. If somebody is 100 pounds overweight, I tell them, you're not going to start a gym program the first couple of weeks or months that you're on the Take Shape for Life program. We're going to get your weight down healthy, and then we're going to start getting your body moving and getting you into a dental exercise program. So it all works together for health.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you've got a question for Suzanne, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But the whole idea is really to transform your life, to get your weight off, and then, of course, to keep it off. And to, after certainly you've lost your weight, you'll get back onto a regular diet. But the beauty of this is they give you, actually, you'll get the food from them initially, the food that will help you lose your weight, and specifically custom according to you and the things you want. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Xander Koch. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Suzanne was just talking about a woman that had taken off 120 pounds, and she actually went out to rock climbing and rappelling and doing all of these things she never thought she'd be able to do again. But this really transformed her life, and how gratifying as it is for Suzanne, as the need to be able to help people to transform their life and to get into doing things that are really well worthwhile and change their entire outlook. Well, once again, Suzanne, I want you to get your telephone number. I want you to get your website out. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Suzanne, she'll be with us just a few minutes more. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is a well-tried program, been around for 30 years. It works. And of course, it's designed by doctors for people who need to lose weight and really transform their lives. How can people get in touch with you? Your website, your email, and your telephone number.
Well, let's start with the phone number. My phone number is 864-238-5600, 864-238-5600. And the website is www.healthandblessings.tsfl. That's the initials TSFL, stands for TakeShapeForLife.com. So it's www.healthandblessings.tsfl.com.
All right, fine. And basically, of course, then you go to the website. I've been there, and it has, it gives you a great deal of information about this. And this is designed. It's a, the food, of course, is delivered to you. Oh, is it once a month that you get the food? Is that how it works?
For most people, it's most convenient to order a month at a time. When I first started the program, I was a little bit hesitant. And so I went with just a two-week supply just to stick my toe in the water, so to speak, and make sure it was going to work for me. And I ordered the first two-week supply, got on the program. Within 10 days, I was 100% committed to it and then started ordering the 30-day supply thereafter. So people can start the program however best suits them. But it's convenient to have a whole month of food sent to your door, and you don't have to worry about it again until the next month. So and it's very convenient.
And then, of course, if you get on the program, you may very well find that you'd like to become involved with that. And certainly, in other words, basically, you may want to actually take this on as an avocation for yourself, helping others.
Absolutely. That's how it evolved for me. I never planned on working as a health coach. But as I was taking off the weight, my friends started asking me, gee, Suzanne, you're looking great. What are you doing? And I just started referring them over to the program. And over time, it developed into my becoming a health coach and working with clients myself.
Well, now, basically, our producer was just pointing out that when you go to the website, they get to the main website, but not specifically to your website. How do they get specifically to your website? Because if they simply go to that web address you gave, why, of course, is not your website specific.
Well, it should go directly to mine. I'm going to type it in here just as I'm telling it. www.healthandblessings.tsfl.com. And when you go to that website,
it says find a coach.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up here, except my computer's a little bit slow. No, it goes right to my website, and it's got my name on it.
Okay, fine.
Along with a little picture, so you can actually even see what I look like.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, Suzanne's not going to be with us. She's going to be leaving in a few moments. And we're going to have open lines in the next half hour. So remember, our telephone number here at the studio is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We can talk about the Ukraine, or we can talk about what's happening financially, whatever you'd like to talk about. Suzanne, what's the parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Well, I just want to encourage anybody who has been struggling and wants to live a healthier lifestyle. Maybe you think you can't do it. You've tried other things. Give this program a try. It works. It worked for me. And I'd love to see you get healthier, too.
All right. Well, I think it's something we all need to do today, and that is to essentially get ourselves in the best possible shape. And so basically, our guest this evening has been Suzanne DeCock. What, again, is the name of the product?
Well, the product we use are the MetaFast products, and the program is Take Shape for Life.
Take Shape for Life.
Absolutely.
Okay, good night. God bless. And thanks very much. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Open Lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, it's Dr. Stan here. It's open lines for the next 30 minutes, and so we'll look forward to your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America and here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And what would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about the coming economic collapse? Because there's going to be an economic collapse. You can't keep spending $1 trillion a year that you don't have. In fact, we're spending more than $1 trillion a year. Recently, the federal debt has gone up almost $7 trillion in a little over 5 years. And this has not happened by accident. accident. It's happened by intent. They know what they're doing, and I do believe that they intend to destroy the monetary structure of this country, impoverish our people, and then they'll be willing to go along with the ultimate goal of the people who really run things behind the scenes. And the ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and, of course, to destroy Christianity and bring about a one-world religion. Well, listen to you, but would you like to perhaps talk about what's going on over in the Ukraine? Because, Chris, things are entirely different than you've been led to believe. Basically, what most people do not understand is this Yukanovich, who is the premier there, that was elected in the year 2010, and he was elected, democratically elected. And basically, of course, then and he was very much pro-Soviet. He worked very closely with the communists, and they had, for all intents and purposes, a pro-communist government in the Ukraine, which involved, of course, the western part of the Ukraine and Crimea. And then, of course, we had suddenly the government, our government, put about $5 billion in to financing a revolutionary movement to try to overthrow the democratically elected government. And we wanted to put, supposedly, we wanted to put a government in there that would go along with us so we could actually put all sorts of missile bases in there as part of our program surrounding Russia. At least this is the explanation that's given, and I think most of the explanations really are not true. But basically, we put in $5 billion to overthrow the democratically elected government of Yanukovych. And so what happens? Well, basically, of course, they get the rabble around the street and they're throwing rocks. But you've got a very well-organized police. You've got a well-organized Ukrainian military. And, of course, the demonstrators can't do anything. Now, there's an article. I just read it in the New York Times. And sometimes you can read the truth in the New York Times. You never can tell whether it's the truth. But this certainly article has a ring of truth to it. And it said that basically Putin had called Yukanovich and said, under no circumstances take the police off the street, keep the police there, because, of course, if you pull the police back, well, you're going to end up with a chaotic situation. If you pull the police back, why, things will go into total collapse. Keep the police there, restore law and order, and try to maintain the stability of this country, because, of course, Putin already indirectly owned this, because basically, Yukanovich was pro-communist. And so what does Yukanovich do? He tells the police to go home. Why would he do something like that? Well, this is the question of why this whole thing is so obviously manipulated. Sydney, in this day and age we live in, when you have sophisticated police and you have drones and you have tanks and you have all sorts of means of keeping people in order, and when you have certainly an organized, well-disciplined police and military, like a group of rabble, and this is all we have been financed there, was a group of rabble, they were not going to overthrow the duly democratically elected government that we were trying to overthrow. The Americans were financing this whole revolutionary movement. And what does Yukanovich do? Yukanovich goes ahead, calls the troops off, and of course, the rabble take over. And then, of course, they attack Yukanovich. He flees the country with all of his money, goes to Russia. But it doesn't make sense. Why in heaven's name would he have done what he did? And suddenly now, of course, Putin takes the eastern part of the country. He's going to hold an election there to find out if the people want to align the Crimea with us and with Russia. They probably will vote. Now, they've already had a vote on the west side, and they've elected a fascist government. We spent $5 billion to bring a group of fascists to power, and that's exactly what we did. They even have their swastikas there today. And why would we spend $5 billion to overthrow a democratically elected government and install a group of fascists in the western part of the Ukraine? And then, of course, now, as far as the eastern part is concerned, the people are probably going to vote to align themselves, and they'll vote democratically to align themselves with Russia. And now we're threatening war, saying this is unconstitutional. Why, suddenly Putin does not have a right to interfere with a Democrat, with this government. Ladies and gentlemen, we were the ones who overthrew this government. We put out the money that financed the rabble, but of course, who got you, the Yukanovich? and got him to call the police back. This whole thing is being set up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Durham, Michigan. And if you've got a question or comment, why give us a call? But for some reason, this whole situation is being manipulated. Whether this is going to be a war, whether it's going to be a minor war, whether it's going to be a major war, I don't know. But I'll tell you, when a war starts, you never know how it's going to end. And the last thing we need now is a war, because we're already going $1 trillion a year into debt. We're going over $1 trillion a year in average into debt, and we just simply can't afford it and do not believe what they're telling you. They tell us the debt this year is only going to be $580 billion, but they're lying because they have all these things off budget, and they tell you one thing. Like President Obama told us, well, you can keep your policy, your health insurance policy. You can go to any hospital you want to. You can go to any doctor you want to. I mean, you can trust me. I wouldn't lie to you. And he was lying. Governments lie, and basically we're in real trouble because we've taken God and morality out of our society. And most people don't even understand that America is no longer a Christian nation. We're a post-Christian nation. And remember, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation and brings judgment. Well, we've got Bruce calling from Durand. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. Listening to the cackle in the foreign relations meeting with Kerry, I was thinking about what they did in Syria with the Al-Nusra Brigade. It was like, I've watched RT ever since, you know, I watch RT almost every day, you know, only like a half hour program, you know, the Russian.
Well, now, what is RT?
Russia Today.
Oh, Russia Today. Okay, yeah. Fine. Go ahead.
And they've been showing, since late summer, the involvement of neo-Nazi parties in the Ukraine. There's one called the Svoboda Group, and they claim that like a third or 35% of the agitators there are these neo-Nazis, and they showed how they were slapping people's heads and pushing them down and getting right in their face.
Well, now, is this the group that we were financing? That must be, because we were financing this,
right.
This opposition, and this opposition, certainly a large part of it is fascist. So basically, we were actually financing this with our $5 billion, certainly. But the average American doesn't understand that we do certainly finance subversive movements throughout the world. We finance the Nazis both before and during the World War II. And then we helped the Nazis escape to South America, along with Adolf Hitler. And if you have any question, we've got a great new 4-CD set called Did Hitler Escape? And the answer is absolutely. Hitler escaped, and the fact that they've been able to conceal that from the American people shows how powerful the media is. But, Bruce, you go right ahead.
Well, it brought to mind two things that have been mentioned quite a lot in the last 2 days. Syria, of course, they're bringing that back up. They want to hurt Russia through Syria again. And Kosovo, what they did back in the 90s, you know, late 90s. In both cases, the U.S. was agitating for a breakaway and overthrowing of friendly governments to Russia. But it wasn't effective until they used goon squad. There's no other word for it. The Al-Nusra Brigade in Syria was a lot more effective. They're the guys that chop people's heads off. They were a lot more effective than the so-called, you know, Jeffersonian liberal Democrats. You know, they couldn't do anything. And here in the Ukraine, I'm wondering, because Mr. Skousen and others have brought up, why did the police stand down? Why did the whole parliament vote to get rid of Yanukovych, you know, like a bunch of sheep? They just, we want to get rid of Yanukovych. And here these guys were, you know, on his side the day before. Maybe it's because there was a goon squad scaring the heck out of them. You know, maybe it's when things aren't as effective as we want, we send in the shock troops, the Nazis or the Al-Qaeda or whoever will scare the heck out of people. And it brings to mind another thing. What goon squad have they got prepared for America? When they clamp down on us, who's gonna be the goon squad that goes around and chops our heads off.
Well, I think they're hoping that, of course, they can use the local police, but I'm hoping that the local police will stand behind the Americans. We're just going to have to wait and see. We have a lot of very patriotic people in the police force, and certainly we have Sheriff Richard Mack's unit, certainly, and he has well over 600 sheriffs who stood by the Constitution and are supporting the Constitution. And what we need to do is get people into the sheriff's office who believe in the Constitution, are willing to stand for freedom, and suddenly point out to the people that suddenly that the police are answerable to the local community, not to the federal government. Get our police to quit taking all this money from the federal government and these anti-personnel carriers and the sophisticated military equipment. They're trying to militarize our police so that they can certainly be used as a goon squad. And I'm just hoping there are enough Americans, police officers out there who will stand by our Constitution. And we need to get the people within our local police to understand the Constitution, to understand that liberty and limited government are synonymous, that tyranny and total government are synonymous, and that there's a subversive group that controls Washington, D.C., mediated through the Council on Foreign Relations, a subversive organization that's loyalty is to world government, not to maintaining our sovereignty. And nobody wants to call them subversive, but that's just what they are. Yeah. I've been to their headquarters. I've been to their files. I've interviewed some of them. I certainly have interviewed people who broke away, who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations and recognized their subversive element and broke away from it. And we need to get this information out across America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 and go right ahead, Bruce.
Okay, I won't take much longer. I want to say we've got to be real sensitive and careful about people that'll act that way, like goon squads, like the people that burnt down Waco, the guys that'll shoot homeless men in the back, that kind of stuff. We've got to be really careful, because
I think it's very important we mention what happened at Waco, because basically, of course, you remember there were about 20 people there. They were men, and they all were shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
We're told, they all committed suicide by shooting them in the back of the head. But I personally talked to Clive Doyle's mother. Now, Clive Doyle is the man who picked up the leadership of that group suddenly after the fellow was in charge. Died. But Clive Doyle's mother personally told me that they were in a trailer right outside the compound the day of the attack or the day following the attack. And somebody had called that trailer and said, look, I saw what was happened. I will never come forward and tell, but I was with a telescope behind. I was watching from behind where nobody else could see what was happening. And they marched these 20 people out the back door, lined them up with their hands behind their back, and then they shot them in the head and dragged them back inside. This is what Clive Doyle's mother told me. And I think that that goes right along with it. But if it makes us feel any better, are those people from the special forces that really violated their oath and were willing to kill Americans. But most of them died shortly thereafter. They were sent off to Somalia and Africa, and most of them were killed there.
Well, I better let you go, but I want, bringing up Waco like that, I do have a personal anecdote. I used to go to Bally's Vic Tanny for my swimming. I have arthritis, and I would go there a couple times a week to swim at different times of the day. Whenever I'd go there in the morning over in Flint, Michigan, it's a large city, about 200,000. I think it's down to like 150,000 now, but it has a federal building, FBI, ATF, all that, or at least it did when I was going over there. In the morning, an FBI agent sometimes would be over there swimming and exercising, and I heard him talking to another guy. I never did talk with him personally, but I just overheard him during the Waco crisis. That was like 93, I believe. And it had gone on for months, it seems like, with, deadlock.
I think it was 95. I think 93. Anyway, go right ahead.
Anyway,
maybe it was 93.
Yeah, it was 93 95 was Oklahoma City. Anyway, he told the guy he was talking to, he cussed, Jesus, this and that and the other. When are you guys, he's talking to the ATF, when are you guys going to do something? You look like a bunch of wimp A's, get out there and do something and end this stupid crisis. And I thought, oh, so something bad is going to happen. And within 2 days, they burned it down. So whether it was a machismo thing or whether it was a plot or whether Hillary Clinton and Janet Reno had a bad day, whatever it was, I know Wesley Clark was involved in that too. It was like they put up with it for a while, then they looked weak, and then they struck out wildly and killed all those people. And it occurred to me that they didn't have to do that, and it was because they were looking weak. They wanted to do something. But, you know, it also occurred on that terrible April the 19th, which is coming up again. So, anyway, that's all I had to say. I'm taking too long here anyway. So
right,
have a good day. And
God bless. Thanks very much. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the Waco, we actually have a 4-CD set on Waco. We hope many of you want to get it. And listen again, we have 4-CD sets on Oklahoma City as well. Oh, because, of course, we've never gotten all the truth of that. But sitting in our 4-CD set on Waco, it's very obvious that they burned that building down and they killed the Davidians, the Branch Davidians. And so this whole thing was set up first in a series of this. Catastrophes. We had Waco, and then we had the Oklahoma City, and then we had the shooting down of an airplane, and then, of course, we had the attack on the World Trade Center. And ladies and gentlemen, that was not a terrorist attack. You only have to watch Building 7 come down. Go up on the internet and watch Building 7. Why did they have Sydney a half a dozen cameras focused on building number 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon? Because they knew it was coming down. See how the center of the roof caves in first, and then the base of the building goes out. That's what you do with a controlled demolition, so the walls will fall in. And you can actually get our 4-CD set. I said, why do the buildings come down? That's why do the buildings come down. Well, I talked to the fellow who's in charge of cleaning up the debris, and he said it was 99% a controlled demolition. That means they killed them.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and Cindy, I was talking recently what happened there in 1993, and Cindy, the Waco, we have a wonderful 4-CD set on that. We still have a couple of DVDs on it, and basically they're well worthwhile getting. And then, of course, we had the attack on Oklahoma City, and we have, Cindy, four CD sets on that. And then, of course, we have the information on what really happened to the Twin Towers. We have 9/11 update, and then a 4-CD set. Why did the buildings come down? And there's certainly no question at all that those buildings came down because they were controlled demolition. They killed the people in those buildings, ladies and gentlemen. And suddenly the people did not die in the airliners. In fact, American Flight 11, after it was supposedly crashed into the North Tower, was actually tracked to flying south. We don't know what they did with the planes. The passenger plane did not hit the South Tower. And suddenly there was no plane that went into the Pentagon. One of the people on that was supposedly Barbara Olson. We'd interviewed Barbara a number of times. And here you have this little tiny hole about 18 feet high and 15 feet wide. And we're supposed to believe this massive airliner went into that little tiny hole. And there were the wings and the motors and certainly the tail. The tail was, you know, probably 40 feet high. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've lied to us. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. We've got all four of 4-CD sets on how they killed Jack Kennedy. We have a 4-CD set on Bobby Kennedy. They killed him. We have a 4-CD set on Martin Luther King. They killed him. We actually have interviews with a lawyer who was actually hired by Martin Luther King's family to bring out the truth about how they killed him. In fact, Martin Luther King's family even had a trial. They had a trial where a gentleman who was part of the government's conspiracy came forward and admitted the whole government's conspiracy, totally blacked out by the media. All of these are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and we have a section that has a list of all the 4-CD sets and the tape sets and the DVDs and videos and certainly the books that we carry. And you need to get this information, and you need to get it out while we still can, because we're moving into a crisis, we're moving into a financial crisis, we're moving into a war. When these things are coming, I don't know. But I will tell you that they're going to destroy the monetary system of this country because they want a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and they want to destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And why, if you're in the military, you don't dare pray publicly. You know, and everything is being done. Believe me, God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. We were handling certainly homosexuality. And the thing, those people who stand up and say same-sex marriage is wrong. If they want to live together in a free society, they have the right to do it. But don't say we have to provide certainly all the services for them. We have to accept the fact that this is a marriage. It's not a marriage. Marriage is something that's ordained by God. And homosexuality is something that's an abomination to God, just exactly as adultery is. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, America is turned against God, and I really fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, quite frankly, we need your financial help to maintain our network of stations across America. And basically, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. We're reaching people all across the country. And with your help, we'll continue doing it as long as God doesn't intervene. Our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, certainly, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry, certainly, was a Jewish general, a journalist, an investigative journalist who lived in Israel for 30 years. But because he was exposing the abject, depraved, certainly, corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, he was forced to leave and come to the United States to preserve his life. But Israel's loss is our gain. Certainly, Barry still writes articles that are widely read in Israel, but we'd like to have him on our program on a weekly basis to bring us up to date with what's happening in the Holy Land. But our last program and this program was certainly on the Sabbatean movement. And certainly the Frankish Jews, and most people don't even know what they are. In fact, a lot of Jewish people don't understand these things. But Barry certainly, as it's coming from a Jewish point of view, is able to take a very objective look at what's going on. Barry, you pick up the story about the Sabbatean movement and how it's influencing the unfolding of events in America and in Israel today.
Well, what I'm going to do, you got me started. And as it happened, the last show was largely about Rabbi Marvin Antleman, good friend of mine for many, many years, finally convinced me that Sabbateanism has been running the top of Judaism. And in fact, there were periods when it actually gained more than half of the Jewish world's devotion in the 17th century, briefly. And in the 18th, briefly, but I had as a guest on my radio show, David Livingston. Now, he's got a long book, 680 pages, called Black Terror, White Soldiers. Now, within, he does a pretty good job, basically, of verifying everything I said in the last show. Now, all I can say, I don't know if this show is going to be a dud or not. I looked at the material, and there's no way to just say it off the top of the head. I had to actually quote from Livingston's book. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Well, basically, what is the title of the book? Black Soldiers?
Pardon me?
The title of the book for David Livingston, Black Terror,
White Soldiers.
Okay, fine. Okay, go ahead.
All right, now, I did a section that was uncannily Well, it was exactly the same general idea of the last two shows I did with you about Sabbateanism. Once again, a lot of my knowledge came from Rabbi Antelman, but he dove into this. And he's not easy to follow, but ultimately, I think I've simplified it. Now, I'm going to talk about characters in my last show, and he does a very short chapter and mentions the same characters. Apparently, by the way, if Rabbi Antelman was mentored me, apparently I mentored David Livingston. So it carries on. His research is very intense. All right, you ready for his quotes?
Go right ahead.
Actually, I hear the music.
Right, well, just give us a quote, and then we'll get back to it in just a minute.
No, it's too long to just...
All right, fine.
It'll be about Napoleon. We'll start with Napoleon when we get back.
All right, fine. We'll start with Napoleon as soon as we get back right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously...
That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Berry is pointing out certainly that Napoleon, certainly wherever he went, he liberated Jews. And basically, people now who've done DNA studies find that he was a Sephardic Jew.
Sephardic Jews.
And basically, of course, there were two types of Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews. The Sephardic were the traditional Jews that came from Palestine.
No. The Sephardic are a different race. They're from the Middle East.
Right.
The Ashkenazis are from Europe.
Right. Okay, fine. So, and basically, they're two separate groups. But be that as it may, suddenly that basically there was a serious question whether suddenly Napoleon was carrying out Jacob Frank's concept of suddenly creating this society that this suddenly would be based upon Judaism. But you pick up the story, Barry. You know it better than I do.
Look, this is speculation, but, you know, we're not the only ones who've asked the question, in what interest was Napoleon serving by taking over Europe and freeing the Jews wherever he went? Well, I'm going to give a quote. It's too complicated, and believe me, Livingston is not uncomplicated, but... let's just say that Napoleon had to answer a complaint. And here is it, by the way, it was against Jacob Frank's cousin, Moses Dobruska. Too complicated. There are too many names, and I'm trying to simplify a very difficult rewriting of history. Here is the complaint against someone named Moses Dobruska, Jacob Frank's cousin, that I assume Napoleon dealt with. Quote, the overthrow of the papal throne has given the Frankists, daydreams plenty of nourishment. They say openly, this is the sign of the coming of the Messiah, since their chief belief consists of this. Shabtai's fee was Savior and will always remain the Savior, but always under a different shape. General Bonaparte's conquest gave nourishment to this suspicious teaching. His conquest of the Orient, especially the conquest of Palestine and of Jerusalem, his appeal to the Israelites is oil on their fire. And here is, it is believed, the obvious connection between them, that is the Frankists, and between French society. Now, I'm not sure if you were following that, but a very worried guy was saying to Napoleon, you are acting in a very strange belief, that of Sabbateanism or Frankism. And basically, he told him to cut it out in this complaint. Did you follow that?
Well, but who was telling him to cut it out? Who was telling them to cut it out?
Do you really want the name? I mean, you've never heard of this guy.
Okay, fine. Then. Okay, the right.
Enzo Zakek.
All right, fine.
I mean, he's, look, Livingston is so thrilled with quotes and very obscure ones at that. I don't want to lose your listeners. They're probably lost already.
Oh, you go right ahead. Try not to lose them. Okay.
And it's not so simple here. You gave me a tough task. I may finish this and go back to where my research begins, but this, listen, what this does is, it just backs everything I said in the last show. It backs it. Look, I'm going to keep it as simple as possible, then I'll go back to myself. Now, I'm sticking with Livingston for a little while, so you understand.
Now, for our listeners, this is David Livingston, who's written the book Black Terror, White Soldiers, Islam, Fascism, and the New Age. He's a writer, and he said he has been in contact with Barry, and Barry has introduced him to this idea of the Sabbatean and the Frankish Jews, and these are entities that are around the 1600s and the 1700s, and remember then, Napoleon comes along in the early 1800s, and of course, he is carrying out at least apparently part of
Napoleon the Napoleon was 1780. Oh, you're right.
Okay, fine. So go right. Ahead. Yeah, go right ahead.
The fall of Louis. Okay. Oh, this history is 1789 was the French Revolution. Listen, I'm going to try and simplify. You have to understand this is probably the real history. Probably. Now, what we're going to talk about next, Napoleon was first. We're going to go on to Karl Marx. Now, just so you understand, I'm going to give you a quote from Rabbi Antelman. According to Rabbi Antelman, in To Eliminate the Opiate, Marx, too, was of Sabbatean origin. His father, Heinrich, having been inducted into the sect. That, well, just understand, Antelman believed that Marx was a Sabbatean. He was certainly a Jew. And by the way, the number of prominent philosophers, reshaping the mind of Europe that was Jewish was way beyond, everyone wonders how come there's so many Jews, instilled the political, the major ones of Europe. Listen, without Marx, there was no Russia and later Soviet Union. I mean, this was serious business. Now, look, I'm going to quote David again, Livingston again, and it's going to be a little rough on you. It was rough on me even researching this, but you have to grasp this, members, along with a great number of other Frankists who had joined the movement. All right, they participated in a spree of Marxist-inspired subversive movements known as the Year of Revolutions in 1848. Marxist philosophy of communism supposedly was a further development of German idealism, but in fact, the German idealism is, this is me talking now, it points to Shabtaitsky and Jacob Frank, and it also points to, and this is another name that your poor listeners will have to deal with, and we'll go backwards to this, Moses Hess. Now, Moses Hess, he was the father of labor Zionism, but more to the point, we'll dive into that as well. He was the grandson of Rabbi David Hess. He was the rabbi of Mannheim, which was seized by the Sabbatean followers of Rabbi Ivan Schutz. I don't want to confuse you. Hess is the name. Now, look, we've got two names. One, Napoleon, for some reason, was all tied up with Frankists. Two, Marx. According to Marvin Antelman, he was inducted into the Frankists. And these are pretty darn good researchers in their own right. But now we go into the business of Moses Hess, of the Jewish Enlightenment of the 19th century, early 19th century. Hess was, look, he was the founder of labor Zionism. Now, I'm going to quote David Livingston about labor Zionism and Moses Hess, and hopefully somebody understands this. It's a tough sell if you believe mainstream history. You have to understand you did have communism, you did have Napoleon, and you did have Zionism. You just have to understand they didn't rise from the people. They rose from a movement called Sabbateanism.
Well, let's get the quotation because we're going to be coming to a break. So let's get the quotation out.
All right. Labor Zionism originally advocated Jewish integration into the socialist movement. Zionism grew as an opposition to the assimilation of Jews into non-Jewish societies as promoted by the secularism of Moses Mendelssohn. He was the father of Reformed Judaism. That's me. It advocated instead the return of Jews to Israel as a means for Jews to be liberated from anti-Semitism in Europe. In short, Hess was the founder of labor Zionism. Moses Mendelssohn, a secularist, was the founder of Reform Judaism.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tough stuff. Tough stuff.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Barry is pointing out that there are three basic parts of Judaism today. One is the Reformed Jews. Well, certainly one is the Conservative Jews, and then one is the Orthodox Jews. But basically, of course, as far as the Reform, and even to a lesser extent the Conservative, why they're to do away with all of their traditional views, and basically because, of course, the whole idea is that the Jewish traditions are no longer applicable, but of course the Orthodox Jew feels that the traditions are applicable, they're the foundation of Judaism. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yep, that's a fair estimate. And okay. Rabbi Antelman was, of course, Orthodox, kind of hip Orthodox, but he was Orthodox.
Okay, now, fine. Go right ahead.
I'm going to conclude with a quote from him. I have to get back to my work. I think I've confused you enough. As Rabbi Antelman remarks, quote, "And so the curse of the insipid Gnosticism pervades the holy house of Israel and exists within its midst as the fifth column of destruction." All right. That was actually basically the theme of to eliminate the opiate. It was to destroy religion. The opiate was religion, and that, of course, came from Marx. It's a very complicated other history, and frankly, I'm in awe that Rabbi Antelman caught it so early. I'm in awe of Gershom Scholem, who caught it earlier than Rabbi Antelman. And then I came along and inspired David Livingston, and I'm in awe of his research. There is, call it a school, there is a school of understanding within Judaism that knows what really happened. But it's incredibly small, but very bright. Are you following what I'm saying?
I am. Go right ahead, Barry.
The word is out. You have to know where to look. The history we have been fed is myth. And the history of the Jews and the destruction from within was a war by the theists against the Orthodox. By the anti-theists against the theists to wipe out the Orthodox and take over and create a Sabbatean Israel. A labor Zionist, socialist Israel, but the religious had to go. And this is where that horrible transfer agreement, again, as part of my thinking, an awful, awful, awful deal was cut between the labor Zionism of Jerusalem, who ran the Jewish agency. They threw everyone else out. The British appointed them. The British took Palestine from the Turks and appointed the Jews to run their own government there. It's messy, but the point, once again, is the transfer agreement wiped out all Jewish organizations in Nazi Germany, but labor Zionism. They were allowed to operate and send Jews to Palestine, where the British accepted them until 1939, just before the war, when they closed the borders. This was a war against Jews way, way bigger. The Nazis were certainly the bullet.
And I think what's important for people to understand is that the thesis is this, that these the labor Zionists worked with the Nazis. They said they could have saved the Jews from the Holocaust. They did not. In fact, they wanted the Holocaust. They wanted this horrible tragedy to befall the Jewish people so that at least some of them would be willing to go to Palestine. Otherwise, why would a doctor or a lawyer or somebody certainly well-educated want to pick up and go to Israel and perhaps become a farmer or a laborer? But of course, faced with the choice between being destroyed, being killed, being tortured by the Nazis,
crummy 80,000 maybe.
Right, and basically, so this was how they got the Jews initially to go there, through the transfer agreement, and basically it was a coalition, or simply working, the labor Zionists were working closely with the Nazis, and the average certainly Jew, the average person has never heard these things, yet I believe they're true. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, the average Jew has to live with the horrible memory of his family being wiped out. It's a very, very angering and emotional subject, to say the least.
And basically, of course, a large part of your family was actually eliminated, weren't they, Barry?
Yes, they were, most.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Barry Samage. But this is the part of history you're not going to hear through regular channels, and yet it's a common denominator for so much of what's going on.
While a storm cloud.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. after you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and very simply talking about the Frankist movement and its profound impact. Now, the Frankist movement certainly was the 18th century part of this Sabbatean movement, and basically was to destroy traditional Jewish belief. And, of course, this carries forward then into labor Zionism and to the situation that exists today and the conflict between the Reform and certainly conservative Jews and the Orthodox Jews, who really believe certainly that the Bible is accurate. But of course, with the Reform, it's certainly they do not believe it. They're turning away from the traditional Jewish teachings to more simply a philosophy of government, but not necessarily a philosophy of God. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your books, how they can certainly listen to your radio program, and how they can get to your PayPal buttons there on your pages of your work.
All right. But remind me, when I finish, we have to understand that Sabbateanism felt the Torah was correct in the opposite. Every word of the Torah was wrong. This is what they wanted to turn the Jews to believe. Now I'll plug myself. That concept is very important. That's what Reform Judaism is. Okay, first of all, my books are all at... No, 8 of 9 are in one spot at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. Just write in Shamish, and I think the book you'll want, if you're interested in tonight's topic, would be Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. That's my contribution to this part of history. I have a book. Well, I carry on the tradition. My newest book, mind you, is not on that list. You have to write in Shamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung, at lulu.com. And Shamish is Chamish. And my website is barrychamish.com, and I sure do need a webmaster. It's falling behind. But there is a PayPal button, and believe me, even the tiniest donations are rewarded now. So I remember everybody. And one last plug. Go to YouTube and write in Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. About 10 days ago, my lecture on Shabtai's fee, an hour long, was put on YouTube. So I would recommend. It's a very tough subject. I think I clean it up. But now let's go back to what this war was about. Shabtai's fee was the Messiah of the Jews. More than half the Jews in the 17th century. In fact, in 1666, June 18th, he declared himself the Messiah.
And I think that date is so vitally important. 666. I mean, did that just happen, 1666? June of 1666, the 6th month? I don't think so at all, basically. Because behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces. And suddenly this man declares himself the Jewish Messiah.
It was the Jesuit.
Right, go ahead.
This is the three-pronged war of values. It was Rothschild money supporting the Frankists, and the Frankists supporting, believe me, when I say supporting the Jesuits, it was a double-edged sword there.
But remember now, that is a century later, in 1666. The Rothschilds were not a factor.
That's the Frankists.
Right. So basically, of course, the Rothschilds come in the 1700s.
Oh, we're getting confused.
Okay, but I just don't want people to think that the Sabbateans had nothing to do with the Rothschilds. But the Rothschilds picked this up a century later. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, look. There was only, remember, half the Jews of the world. And I always use this quote because it sums it up for me. Ran to Mexico. What organization was, there was only the Vatican with that kind of international organization. You know, David Livingston on our show said that Sabbateanism spread through Jewish businessmen. And I highly disagreed with them. I said, you really think that they can spread religion? You have to be a religious order to spread religion. The businessmen is crazy. Unless you're selling a product or your money, they'd have no influence. It's not like we agreed on everything. I think he came to a wrong conclusion. And I do believe that Rabbi Antleman was right in saying the Jesuit spread the original Sabbateanism and were around for the Frankism. Now, again, I'm trying to stay. Remember, this is the real history, but it just clashes with a lifetime of a different history. All right, you're following me, right?
I am following you. Go right ahead, Barry.
All righty. Look, the problem was that with, again, in the 18th century, Rothschild money, Jesuit power, the Jewish Enlightenment was initiated by a German apostate named Moses Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn was the founder of the Reform movement. The idea was quite simple. You get Jews to stop believing in Judaism and start practicing Sabbateanism. You start with Reform Jews. Get them to believe that there is another way. And that was the Jewish Enlightenment. So if you get a Napoleon liberating you, you're going to be grateful, and you'll be enlightened. Whatever that enlightenment, it wasn't necessarily that good for the Jews. But even though the biggest denomination in America eventually became the Reform. They just weren't cooperating with evil. They still believe in Torah morality. Now, let's just say the Sabbateanism had a terrible change in policy. If they're not going to believe in Sabbateanism and quit believing in Judaism, well, we're going to have to get rid of them. Now, look, in the 2,000 years of European Jewish history, it sucked. There were pogroms and crusades and Inquisition, as the latter, by the way, deeply aided by the Jesuits, again, who now run the Vatican, and the Jesuit Pope just canceled his trip to Israel in May, and it's totally buried under the carpet. You wouldn't know it even happened. And that was significant. He had a mass prepared for Bethlehem and a whole program, but it was canceled. Nonetheless, they're running the Vatican. But listen, for all that awful history compared to what happened from the 1880s on, life was a picnic. The turning point was the founding of Zionism by the Sabbateans. The final aim of the movement was to establish a Sabbatean state in Eretz Israel, and from there taking over Judaism for good. The Germans that the British allowed into Palestine, that was the seed stock. Now, what happened to the Jews of Europe, 1880s, the Cossack pogroms, well, they were revved up, and life was a terror for the Jews in Russia, a horror. And again, what Antelman said is the Jesuits provided the Cossacks, and the Frankists, well, they provided the communists who took over Russia a little later on, and the Rothschilds, the money. That was the plot. This is, well, I got it from Antelman, and Livingston got it from me, I guess. And it all seems to be panning out, because Zionism, the first Zionist, right, the one who planted the opening salvo in 1885 was Nathan Birnbaum. He was a decent writer, but Peretz Moleskine provided a little more intellectual justification for returning to a safe home in Israel. Now understand, all of this was happening in German lands. Later, the British took over, but the winner, the man with real charisma, who could really gather a crowd, the Elvis of the Jews in the 1880s was Theodor Herzl. He could rally the masses and behind Zionism, and he became the first spokesman and the symbol of the movement. Now, here is where things get a little kooky. Now, you read any biography of Herzl, and the same problem appears. Herzl claimed he wrote the Judenstadt, the Jewish state, in Paris one summer, but all histories prove he wasn't in Paris when he supposedly wrote the most influential book of modern Judaism, secular anyways. It had to have been written for him. Now, there are a few snippets. Herzl was a dreadful playwright, and there are a few snippets of his dreadful soap operas, really. How did he make this departure from being a third-class soap opera writer to writing? Well, how did he depart from literary mediocrity to become the most splendid philosopher who got the Zionist movement from nowhere to the world's imagination? Now, look, he was he went to Israel. He went there. He went to Jerusalem 1899. He looked around. He toured, and he didn't like what he saw. He appeared in Britain. Now, get ready. It started in Germany. That's where Zionism got rolling. It started in Germany, but it got formulated in Britain. Now, Herzl showed up there in 1901, and he had it with Palestine. He didn't believe in it anymore. He said a state wouldn't take hold. It would be too much trouble. He wanted the British to give Uganda as a Jewish state. And in those days, by the way, with imperialism, they could have done that. But this was not well accepted in Britain. Now, look, he died not long after. Not one biography tells us how, not a one. He entered a Paris sanatorium, we don't know for what, and he never emerged. He was 45 years old. But for the British, well, this, and by the way, British Freemasonry was doing the Sabbatane's bidding. That comes from Gershom Scholem and Rabbi Antelman. The Brits replaced Herzl with one of their own. A German-educated Jew named Chaim Weizmann, evil, evil, evil guy. We'll talk about him knowing the Holocaust was coming in 1935 and saying, well, tough luck if you're not strong enough to survive, but if you are, you'll be great for the Jewish state. 666 stuffed it, and they did it. You know, all through the Holocaust, you had these labor Zionists cutting deals. The famous one, of course, is Eichmann and Rudolf Kastner, where Kastner got 3,500 of his Jews to Palestine, which the British, of course, let in, and they killed the rest. They let Eichmann kill the rest, and Eichmann said, I don't want to kill him. Give me 700 trucks. That's the whole price. I get my loot out of here, and you get your Jews. The labor scientists turned that deal down. The book, by the way, is called Perfidy by Ben Hecht, if you want to read that horrible story. When you look at the other side, when you look at, oh, Israel was a curse beyond belief for the Jews. It was a god-awful curse. And it cost them just about every Jew in Europe. And they got a labor Zionist state that didn't last long. The Jews there woke up. They don't want labor Zionism. On a good day in the 120-seat Knesset, you might get 18 seats for labor Zionism. That's all. So the plans didn't work out. You're getting a religious Israel. That was not the plan. But nonetheless, Weizmann became the chairman of the Jewish Agency, which was created in Jerusalem after the British took great pains and was an incredible waste of their manpower to capture Palestine from the Turks. They appointed the leaders of the upcoming Sabbatean state. And here is where Lord Alfred Balfour and Weizmann supposedly formulated the new Israel. The Balfour Declaration of 1917. By the way, Balfour was the minister of state. He was the foreign minister of Britain. This declaration came from the top. The British government looks upon the establishment of a Jewish homeland in Palestine with great sympathy. Where did that come from? Now, I'll tell you what the myth is. The myth is Chaim Weizmann was a chemist who developed a terrific method of making explosives. I hear the music. Well, I'll continue after the music ends.
Well, the whole idea was, of course, that the reason that Weissman was so honored was because it created this wonderful method of chemical development, and this wasn't it at all, basically, of course.
There was not one bomb made of this
right, box. And basically, of course, he was being rewarded because he was being utilized in this whole Sabbatean plot. And this is
everything is a myth. You don't hand over a state because the guy has an invention to make acetone.
We'll be back in a moment with Barry Sanders.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and for those of you out there listening, don't be confused. It's a very difficult situation to understand that there is another element, certainly, within Judaism people are not aware of. But this is certainly an anti-Jewish, anti-traditional philosophy. It doesn't involve an awful lot of people, at least not at the very top, but they've infiltrated the reform movement, they've infiltrated the conservative movement, and what they want to do is destroy the belief of the Jewish people. They want to establish this Jewish state, and behind this whole thing, in my estimation, are powerful satanic forces. The same forces are working within the Protestant Church. Why do you think they've changed the music and the message of the Protestant Church? Why do you think they've changed the music and the message of the Catholic Church? Why do you think the new Pope says that all religions are the same? We all worship the same God. And certainly we worship the same God as Christians, as the others there, about half of them, really believe certainly in a Jewish state, but they believe in a Jewish state under God, under the Torah, under the teachings of the Bible. And then there are these other forces that are there. And this is why this subject is so important, because most Jews have no idea that the fact that the labor Zionists worked closely with the Nazis to actually facilitate the Holocaust. And of course, they don't understand certainly the fact that the Nazi movement was funded by the United States in Great Britain. If you haven't, of course, got our 4-CD set on the war against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus, or the book America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, you need to get this information to understand the background of how we funded the Nazis. We have actually three wonderful 4-CD sets which you need to get. Number one, did Hitler escape? And Hitler did escape. He was allowed to escape. Hitler was used in this whole thing. And then, of course, Operation Paperclip, going to the background of how people in America and suddenly helped the Jews come, the Nazi war criminals come to America following the war to go to actually South America, probably between 10 and 30,000 Nazi war criminals escaped to South America and lived their life out in comfort there. They were never prosecuted for the horror of the Holocaust. But and then, of course, the third, a 4-CD set is the war against the Jews. So that is, did Hitler escape? The War Against the Jews and Operation Paperclip, 3 4-CD sets you need to get, you need to hear over and over again. The books certainly would be the America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, The Secret War Against the Jews by John Loftus, certainly Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, and then The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by Dr. Dennis Cuddy. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we quite frankly need your help to maintain our network of stations out across America where 5 hours every day, 5 days a week. We bring you the news you're not going to get through other channels, but we need to get this out. We're moving towards a climax in history. There's going to be a financial collapse. There's going to be another major war. I really fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, Radio Liberty. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 13 March. It is Thursday, 2014. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to rest from what you've been seeing on television, if you want to calm down a little bit from all the distraction and disinformation. Yesterday, there was another wall-to-wall